Take a breath. Begin to feel the transformation. Trust the transformation going on inside of you, knowing that the benevolence of the Star Mothers is here, always with us, always available to us, guiding us with a heart of compassion, giving us the opportunity always to find that connection of compassion within ourselves, to experience the wisdom that we were born to manifest in this life, to trust that we are guided to our greatness and our uniqueness in the world, to feel the energy of the family of light around us, the field that is greater than one of us when we add two, it's greater than three. We have waited many lifetimes to experience this family, this awakening on this planet. And the Star Mothers celebrate each one of you for saying yes. They are ancient. They were here before and before the before. And they are here again to guide us. And they guide us through the manifestation of their energy and also through the manifestation of the beautiful energy of Adirondack, Kryon, and many others who are on the earth now to bring the gifts of the family of light.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? In that mellow yellow energy of the Star Mothers, wrapping yourself in their love, we give thanks to the Dr. Ember for her contribution in bringing in the Star Mothers for you. This is the time of anchoring in your own wisdom. This is the time of connecting and allowing the Star Mothers, your guidance, your angelic realm that are overlighting your energy. So we wish for you to know that in this overlighting of your energy, overlighting, underlighting, we hear somebody say, what does that mean, overlighting? Well, it means that it is like when you are shining a spotlight over someone's head and how the light becomes totally encompassed in them, that you are inside of that light being enveloped, wrapped, and loved. Now, in this year, already, there has been some anxiety that is flowing in. Some are anxious to get the year on. Some are anxious to see what is happening. And some are just anxious. Yes? And in that capacity, we would like to just give you a couple of tools to handle your anxiousness, your anxiety, and your excitement. Is that all right? Excellent. Thank you. So you see, when you are, how many of you are feeling the quickening of your soul? You know, the quickening of the energy. It is almost like in the past you may have had 24 hours in every day, or it seemed like 24 hours, and then it went down to 18, and then it went down to 12. And now it is actually more like you are feeling like every day is 8 or 9 hours. And you get to sleep in the process of that. So that is what that quickening is feeling like, yes? That energy, the time-space continuum is kind of working in new ways to accommodate that energy. So when you feel that flow of time and it's like, but it's just got to be 15 minutes later and you realize that it was 3 hours later, yes, and you think that it is, you're doing something that will take 15 minutes and it takes 2 hours, and that creates that anxiety, that anxiousness of what am I going to do? I can't get it done. I can't get this and this and that and the other. So when that happens, first, stop. Just take a deep breath. Take one now. That brings you into the present moment. Then ask yourself, in that breath, take another deep breath and ask yourself, what is it that I'm really feeling anxious about? Is it what is happening right now? Or did it happen when I was a child or somewhere else? You can even quickly go into the Akash to see if there's anything you need to learn in this lifetime that triggered this quickening that is wrapped in anxiety or anxiousness. What is it really about? What is the key? Take a deep breath. You notice when I asked that question, everyone in the room stopped breathing. So in that question, what is this really about? Allow yourself to sense or feel, or maybe if you're lucky, even see a situation or a key or a possibility that may have happened at a different time, a different space in this life, because everything, as you know, repeats every 7 years for all of your lives until you get it. And once you get it, it doesn't have to repeat any longer. So what we are wanting you to do is to get it all right now, huh? So you've asked yourself, what is it? What is really the anxiety in moving forward into 2020? And then take a breath. See the vision. And even if you don't see it or sense it or feel it, ask for this to integrate fully into your energy field so it is no longer in charge of your decision-making process. We don't want to rip things out. You know, we talk about release and let go and pull things out and blah, blah, blah. And they're a part of you. They're a part of what makes your magnificence magnificent. They're a part of that energy. So instead, love it. I love that experience of what happened when I was a child. I know it helped me evolve into who I am now. And I am magnificent. And then breathe into that energy so it integrates fully into your field and recesses back to the back cupboard. And that way you can put a nice, beautiful gratitude picture on that cupboard and close the door. For now, you are making new paradigms. You are making new energies. You are making new vibrational frequencies that are you. And then when that anxiety comes up or that anxiousness arises, thinking of what is going to happen on this planet, what is going to happen on this earth, what if, what if, what if. You know, what if does not exist. So all of your what ifs are just smoke and mirrors. So cover up those mirrors. Blow the smoke away. and put them back into that cupboard. Once you know, and when you do, realize that they have been integrated completely. Take a deep breath. And again, take a deep breath. You are here on this planet in wondrous times. The ascended masters, the teachers, the angelic realms are so close, you can feel them with your heart. Are so connected to you. They are your cheerleaders saying, you can do this. You can have this. You can be this. You can experience this because everything is possible. And what appears to be the trauma of the planet rearranging itself is all a part of that divine cycle that you have chosen to be a part of. So give thanks for that. Yay! I volunteered. I didn't think this was what it was going to be like, but I'm glad I'm here. You see, that is the key. Gratitude for all things. We love you deeply. We see your open heart. We see the violet and emerald green light coming through your open heart. And know that it is radiating beyond this room, beyond Arizona, and wrapping itself around this planet. And for that, we are grateful for you. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'm so aware that this is the beginning of 2020. Some would say it's a mini cycle. Each year you have elected to start here, this calendar, for the reasons of both the seasons and also of the astronomy. This is a beginning. And so it's a good time to talk about the things that I love to talk about. I want to call this the Love Channel. I want you to hear some things that I've said before, but perhaps in a different way. There is a question that all ask regarding spiritual things, and that is, how does God work with the human being? How really is it? Is it through rules, doctrines, prophets? What is the mechanism, as my partner says, of that that works or doesn't work between the human being and the creative source? Oh, that creative source has so many names. In some systems, it's so grand and so great that it would have names you're not supposed to say. It's acknowledged, this creative source, as not just a source for everything, but the connection to humans through the soul. Every single major belief system on the planet has some kind of soul or explanation for that which is the sacred part of you. That's because it's intuitive, and they're right. Each one of you has something surrounding you that is a multidimensional part, but so difficult to describe. even ask what it's for and why it should be here. And it's all part of the questions of why are you alive. And even after meetings like this, you ask the question over and over in your mind, what really is that relationship? Human beings, through that which is your current human nature, will ask, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Is there something I should be doing I'm not doing? All that which is intellectual, asking the same questions as if God were a person standing next to you who was tapping their toe and being impatient. And none of those things are accurate. None are accurate. In order to tell this story or to give you that which is a perception yet again, I want to return to the first time my partner sat in a chair and with free choice asked if I was real. You've heard the story perhaps before, you've listened to this message before. I'm about to tell you how it works. It's simpler than you think. And yet the complexity of your soul is beyond that which you can even believe or understand or really truly see the need for, because it's out of that perception of what humans even think is needed. It's so grand and so beautiful. It's hidden from you, dear ones, everything that is magnificent is available to you, but somehow it hides until you do something. My partner was secretly hoping, when he asked a question, that there would be no answer. And the question was, crying, if you're real, show me. I'm going to sit in the chair, and I expect something. He didn't. The engineer had a quandary that we've talked about many times. He had things that pointed to the coincidences that he doesn't believe in, that made him sit alone and ask the question and be forced to sit in the chair or not. It was an experiment in his mind. That's all it was, an experiment. And the question that he proposed with free choice out in the open air is, if you're real, show me. That's all. The consciousness of that moment, of that man, that engineer, different than today, simple, three-dimensional, logical. And the question was logical and reasonable. Are you real? Show me. But he didn't expect what he got. But in the statement that he made, even though he didn't believe there would be anything that happened in the chair, the statement was still free choice. If you're there, show me. I've just exposed the mechanism of how the creative, loving, compassionate, beautiful source works with your soul. And when he sat in the chair, it's almost the chair itself glowed and the heat was too much for him. He felt something he had never felt before. Every seeming cell of his body was filled with love. He'd never felt anything like that. Oh, he had been in those places where he had worshiped and where he believed, and he had been there and he'd sat there. And he'd heard the words and he'd felt the energy, but nothing like this. He had no idea that this even existed. Could you be loved that much? What he had done is give permission to be shown. What he had done that he didn't realize at all is he left the door wide open. He didn't ask for a healing or a sign. He said, show me. And we did. And we did. There was no channeling that day. There were no words to be spoken that day, but there were tears that day. And you might call them tears of confusion, but he couldn't help it. Have you ever seen a situation that was so precious and beautiful, either in nature or with humans or animals, that you were brought to tears instantly? And they were tears of compassion and gratitude and love, and not sorrow. That's different. I'm talking about magnificent, beautiful, precious things that you might see. And you can't help it. Water squirts from your eyes because you can't help it. That's what happened to him. It's a good thing he was alone, and he knew he was alone, and he could be alone and feel these things, and he didn't expect this. The chair became too hot, and he bounced out of it. That was the beginning of Kryon on the planet with this man. The rest of the story, he said so many times, confused, he had wept, and he had felt something that he asked himself, what was that? How is it possible? Right down to my toes, I felt the legions of heaven in me. I felt love like I'd never felt. I don't understand any of this. But you know what happened, don't you? Couldn't leave it alone. Couldn't leave it alone. He got a cause and effect. In science, when you get a cause and effect, you return to it, don't you? And you try it again, don't you? It's part of the scientific method, isn't it? And that's exactly who he was at that moment. And he sat down again, and it happened again. It was the beginning of a paradigm shift of life for him. And nothing was said, no words were spoken. But the emotion that he had could not be faked. And he knew that. And instantly, he also knew that he was in touch. There indeed was something beyond everything he ever knew or everything he ever believed. Oh, he believed in the Creator. He believed in God. He believed in the love of God. But this was different. This was physical. This went inside him, and he realized that for a few moments, his soul and his body had merged to the point where he was one with everything that you could say was God, a compassion so great that he heated up and wept and all the things that you'd think weren't possible. This was the beginning of what you see today. But the one thing I am telling you is that you just got to see the process. So when you say, what is the way the Creator works with a human being? Don't intellectualize it. Dear ones, it is so simple. Think of it this way. All of these things exist in you right now. They're not apart from you. Even though you think they are, and you don't feel they are, or you've been told they are, the most spiritual, beautiful things that could possibly be part of you, including your soul, sit on you. They're not really on the other side of the veil, because this multidimensionality we keep talking about can be in many places at the same time. So don't get hung up on where is it? How do I contact it? What are the reasons and the processes and the steps and all? I'll tell you, there's one step. Are you real? Show me. Are you real? Show me. And depending upon the amount of belief you have, things start happening differently. Now, my partner didn't expect what he got. He didn't understand what was coming. But the question he asked was pure. He wanted an answer. So he didn't decide in advance what the answer would be. He doubted certain things. But he didn't decide in advance it can't be. So pure intent is needed. I mean it, you say. I mean it. I've reached this point, or I can feel it and almost touch it, and I know it's there to some degree. Give me the rest of it. If you're there, show me. Without deciding in advance that it's a dumb thing to do or it's stupid, or all the things that I'm relating to you that humans go through, when you seem to ask a question with really no intent of getting a good answer. Because a program takes over that says, well, it won't happen, or I'm not worthy, or all of these things, they must be eliminated. And it's not that hard. You sit in love. And even before you say it's real, say, dear Spirit, give me the ability of neutrality in this question, in pure love, just for a moment. Are you real? Show me. And don't be surprised if you get chills right away. Don't be surprised if things start to happen. Don't be surprised if you get a healing. That is communication. That's the way the Creator says, I'm here. Look, my hand has been out the whole time waiting for you to ask. What took you so long? What takes humanity so long is the programming that it can't be real, or that these things don't work this way, or you know better. Because you were told different things and you believe different things, not understanding. It could be pretty simple. The alliance with that part of you, which is God, Spirit, creative source, that alliance is like a thin piece of paper waiting for you to go through it and say, I'm here, you're here, let's go through this together. When I first arrived and started giving messages through my partner, there was a theme that went with it. It continues. You're never alone. This is the theme based upon this channel that I've just given you now. You may think it refers to guides and angels and other souls. It doesn't. It refers to that which is yourself, the creative source which lives in you, which represents so many. Hard to describe how your soul could be filled with others, other entities, other energies, but it is. That is the power of multidimensionality, which has no place and no time, and sits on you with your name. You can experience a multidimensionality of love and compassion that will stay with you. It'll change your life and start healing processes in your body you didn't expect, and allow you to live a very long life without worrying about death. These are the things we teach and have taught for 30 years. And now they come to a head and they start to be sharper in what we tell you and how it works. Love is that way. There's no boundary. And what my partner felt, indescribable. And I'll tell you this, he got used to it. He got used to it. And although it was difficult for him to do it in front of people, I'll tell you, he still sat in that chair because every time he did, like now, something came over him, as it still does, that says no matter what anyone thinks about this, his mind is saying, I'm sitting in the right place at the right time. And I'm filled with something that is so special. I just want to yell it to everybody. And then I come in and temper that so there's no screaming. And give you the message I give you. Think on these things for yourself. And so it is.